Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening. Okay, I want to start tonight with a medrash that you all know. It is, I don't know who chooses, like if there's like a group of kindergarten teachers who get together around the country and decide, these are the important midrashim that all kindergarten children need to know on the parsha. I'm not sure if there's such a society or not, but there seems to be a medrash, a masorah that we have. This is one of those midrashim that everybody needs to know, and I've always been very troubled by it. It's a perplexing medrash. It's a one like many midrashim that can be understood on a very simple level, but very, very difficult to understand. And the medrash goes that Noach spent his year feeding the animals on the Teva, and one time, a very busy job, very difficult job, feeding all of these animals of the entire world are under his charge to feed and take care of, and he's busy for an entire year doing so. And one time, what happened? He was late, right? One time he was late, and what happened when he was late?
A lion bit him.
Now, like my preschool children come home with this story, kindergarten children. I don't know what they think it means, but as an adult, when you stop and understand such a medrash, that's a very perplexing medrash. What in the world are Chazal telling us that Noach spent an entire year feeding the animals, and one time he was late, and he gets bitten by a lion? So much so that Chazal say he became disqualified. He had a mum, couldn't bring the karban afterwards, and he had one of his children bring the karban. What is the meaning of that? Why does he have to spend the year feeding the animals anyway? And it should be. It's a difficult medrash to understand the meaning, the message specifically behind such a medrash. That's what I'd like to discuss tonight. In order to do so, we're going to take a couple of other medrashim to get back to that point. And we'll start with the first medrash on the top of your sheet. If I were to ask you a question, what was the primary purpose of the Teva? Primary purpose of the Teva. What would you say?
Keep them alive.
To save and protect, keep Noach and his family alive. 100%. Primary purpose of the Teva, protect, save, keep them alive. If I were to say, why a Teva? There's so many means at Hashem's disposal to save, protect, and keep Noach alive. Why build such a massive Teva? A question that's asked by many of the Rishonim. What's the primary answer we would come for that?
So the other people could do shuva that he had to build.
It took a long time for him to build. So this was a message for others that while he was going to spend 120 years constructing this teva, which would be for him hatzalah, would be a saving element for him. But in doing so, he can create a message for everybody else to see what's going on and try to do something with it. Which leads us to a very interesting medrash. The medrash says as follows, quoting the pasuk from the very beginning of the parsha, "Asei lecha tevas atzei gopher." Make for yourself a gopher wood teva. It's an ark. Kinim ta'ase es hateva. Anybody have a guess what kinim ta'ase es hateva means? Make it with compartments. Kinim ta'ase. Make compartments into the teva. So there would be the three levels that we are familiar with. That comes from the phrase kinim ta'ase es hateva. V'chafarta osah mibayis v'michutz bakofer. And then you should seal it in with this pitch on the inside and on the outside. Medrash says as follows. That's an interesting language to describe the compartments of the teva. Where else do we find the word kin, kan, kane in the Chumash? Which means sending away mother bird. So the Medrash says, that's an interesting language. What else can kinim can refer to birds? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak says the Medrash, Ma kan hazeh mitaher es hamitzora. In the same way, in Parshas Tazriah Mitzora, when we learn about someone who is afflicted with tzaras, and then in Parshas Tazriah, we learn about the purification process of someone with tzaras, what does somebody with tzaras bring? Two birds. Shnei Tziporim are brought for the Mitzora. Says the Medrash, in the same way as the bird, the Kan, even though the Torah refers to it as a Tzipor on the spot there, as the Kan is Mitaher the Mitzora, Afata Tevascha Mitaharoscha. So too for you, your Teva Kinim Ta'ase Es HaTeva. Make your Teva Kinim, not compartments, make them like the birds. And in the same way as the Mitzora needs a Tahara process, this Teva will serve for you as a Tahara process as well. Now that's an entirely new perspective, because the Teva was salvation, protection, and at best a message to everyone out there. Look, guys, I'm building a teva for a long time, so you get the message. Anybody out there listening? Says the Medrash, Noach, this teva is going to serve for you for tahara. Which means, obviously, he needed tahara. That there was something missing that required a tahara, and that this teva was going to serve as that tahara. Yeah?
Tamim Ayabadora, so.
Good.
It was, right?
Yeah. So. Let's get started. Good. Great. So, you know, we have Noach as a tzaddik, right? Noach is chosen to be saved from among the entire world, and he needs a tahara. So let's take a look at why. Pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem imches ha'adam asher barasim al pnei ha'adam." Source number one. Hashem says, "I'm going to destroy." This is the end of Parshas Bereishis, the last two psukim of Parshas Bereishis. May adam ad behemo ad remes ve'arof hashemayim. So Hashem says, "I'm going to destroy the world." He's clear. I mean everything: man, animal, creepy crawly, bird in the sky. Done. I regret that I made this world with all that's included in it. But Noach found, or translate chayin, grace, favor in the eyes of Hashem. Says the Medrash, Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Ki nichamti ki asisim v'noach matzachein. If you read that phrase right together, you get, I regretted that I made this world, and Noach found favor. To me, that doesn't make sense. Famous Mishnah Masechah Sanhedrin says, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. If there's one person who's righteous in the entire world, it's kedai. Worthwhile for everything, for one person. And the Torah then puts two phrases together. Noach matzachein. I regret it. I want it. Those don't go to. If he found favor in your eyes, if he's a tzaddik, he's tamim bidarosav. What's the problem?
Favor doesn't mean a tzaddik.
Says the Medrash.
Like something.
El afilu Noach shenishtayer mehem. Even Noach who remained lo shahoya kedai. Not that he was worthy. El shematzachein beinei Hashem. He found chanin. He found grace in the eyes of Hashem, not that he on his own merited it, but that he found favor. He was the best we had. Now, I would never say anything like this. I'm just reading the words of the Medrash. But he was matzachein be'inei Hashem. Not he earned it, like we spoke about last week. He was matzachein. What did Noach do wrong? What Sadik Bedorosov? Where's Noach's problem that we have such strong language that he needs a tahara of the teva, that he was matzachein? Even Noach was not kedai. So the Zohar says, and I'm sure many of you have heard ideas based on the Zohar. This is a translation. The Zohar was not written in the Hebrew that we're about to read. This is the Targum of it. Bo'urei ma bein Moshe l'shar b'nei ha'olam. The Medrash, the Zohar says, take a look at the difference between Moshe and the rest of us in the world. When Hashem said to Moshe, leave me alone, I'm going to destroy all of Klal Yisrael, I'm going to rebuild from you when everybody else is finished. Miad, Omar, immediate. What's Moshe's immediate response? For my own benefit, and I should abandon all of the rest of the Jewish people? I'm not going to be mevakesh. I'm not going to beseech Hashem for mercy on their behalf. Hashem's telling me I'm fine. They're going to be destroyed. And Moshe's immediate reaction is, that doesn't work for me. It's not okay for me to be saved and for them to be destroyed. Kimoshe asa Noach. Which is what happened, says the Zohar, when Hashem told Noach, everyone's going to be destroyed, and I'm going to save you. After Hashem told him, I'm going to save you in the teva, lo his palel al b'nei doro. Don't find anywhere. We're going to find next week's parasha. Avram's going to be mispalel on the wickedest of the wicked. We don't find Noach offering up any tefillah on behalf of his generation. The kolu kulam b'mei ha-mabul, and they all perished in the mabul. So the Zohar compares Avraham to Noach in a favorable way for Avraham, unfavorable towards Noach. And then the Zohar concludes al kein nikru mei ha-mabul al shimo, and that's why we find the Navi Yishayahu refers to the mabul as the May Noach. It's Noach's flood. Shenemar ki mi Noach zosli asher nishbatu mi avar May Noach oid al haaretz. I will no longer bring this May Noach on the world. But it's Noach's flood. Because you were told that you're going to be saved and everyone's going to be destroyed, and we don't find a tefillah. We don't find this request of, no, let me do something. You want me to build a teva? I'll build a teva. Was there any form of outreach center created? We don't find that. As far, he built his teva. It was a message to them. They didn't get it, and we don't see him delivering it. And he's held accountable for that in the Zohar and in the Medrash. Noach Matzachain, he found favor in Hashem's eyes. The Sforno on that same pasuk adds in source number 3, Lo mipnei sheyaroy lekach, v'zeki lo limdu es doram ladas es Hashem. Noach did not teach his generation to know the ways of Hashem, ka Avraham, Moshe, Shmuel, v'zulasam, like many others throughout Jewish history, who went out and taught their generations. We don't find that in Noach. And one more source to bring this out, the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni says, Moshe Amar, obviously this is not a conversation that ever took place between Moshe and Noach, but it's as if Moshe says to Noach, Atah hitzalta es atzmocha, you saved yourself, lo hayu b'cha koach lahatzil es doirecha. The way the Medrash says it, you didn't have the strength, you didn't have the ability, you didn't have the power to save more than just yourself. Where you see the word Vayinochem on in my account is where Hashem changes his mind from destruction to salvation. Because I stood up for my people, I beseeched Hashem on their behalf. You, we only find the language Vayinochem. He regretted creating people, and now he's going to destroy them, and you didn't do anything to change that.
I'm sure there's other words they could have used. Vayinachem has Noach in there as well. I'm sure there's not a Hebrew word that could have easily replaced
that. Very interesting point, yeah. So the Medrash concludes, Mashal l'shtei svinu shayom dos l'taref v'yam, a mashal to two boats drowning at sea. Echon mehem hitzil hakarvonit es atzmo. The captain was able to save himself. Velo hitzil es svinoso, but not the rest of his ship. V'yachad hitzil atzmo ves svinoso. So the idea is pretty clear from different sources, the Medrash, the Zohar, the Sforno, there's a taina on Noach, that he needs a tahara. Because, again, I could never say this on my own, he failed his generation. There was an element of going out and teaching, being mispalil at least for them, and we don't find either. We find, okay, you want to save me and destroy the people? That's what you want to do, God? Who am I to get involved, to meddle in your business? I'll build my ark. You asked me to build an ark for 120 years. I'll do what you say. Bring in the food. I'll do it. Deal with them? No. You don't find anything like that. Rosh Hashiva, I'm just repeating that everything I'm saying tonight is based on the Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Yaakov Goldovich, the Tzal of Kerem Yavne. Says, well, where does this come from? Where do we trace the root of this? Again, I only use the word shortcoming because Chazal seem to use that word. Where's it from? Where is the root of such a claim against Noach? So he understood it as follows. V'yomer Elokim leNoach, when Hashem speaks to Noach, he puts that conversation in the context of a generation that Noach lived in. V'yomer Elokim leNoach, Keitz kol basar bo lefanai, what happened? The end of all flesh has come before me because the world is filled with chamas. What's chamas?
Violence.
Violence, and specifically taking, thievery. The world is filled with it. Now the Torah described other things. It described immorality, but there was a lot of thievery. The world was filled with chamas. Almost seems like every year, Parshas Noach, we have like an explosion of Hamas in the world. It's just bizarre, but that's the way it seems. I'm going to destroy the world, Hashem says. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bo'rei kama godol koicha shel Hamas. Come and see how difficult, how damaging, how destructive specifically the midah of thievery is. Sharei Dor HaMabul Avru Al HaKol. Chazal described the Dor HaMabul, there wasn't anything that they didn't do. V'lo nechtam aleihem gzardinam, but their final judgment was only sealed ad sheposhtu yedehem begezel. Immorality, all sorts of things. They did it. But the gzardin was on gezel. As the pasuk says, ki malaha aretz chamas. What is it about gezel that's so worse, so much worse, so bad, so destructive? So Shiva understood, gezel, immorality, is a selfishness on my part for my own desires. Gezel is a total bittul, a total lack of the other. I don't care about you. Immorality is, I'm a hedonist, I care about myself, I want whatever pleasures I want. You leave yourself alone, I'll leave myself alone, I'll do my thing, everyone's happy. That's stone. But gezel is, I don't care about you either, and I'm going to take your things. It's a total lack of, I give to you. It's the opposite of that. It's, I just take from you. And there's a midah that the Rosh Yeshiva learns over and over and over again. That's the foundation of all of life. And that's the midah of chesed. Chesed is not just one of many midos. When it comes to human beings, interpersonal relationships, being a Baal Chesed is not just another trait, it is the Yesod Habinyan. It is the foundation stone upon which everything rests. He brings it from the Pasuk in Tehillim. I have it on the bottom of page source number 6. Chazdei Hashem Olam Ashira V'dor V'dor Odia Munascha B'fi of Hashem's kindness I shall sing forever, and I'll make His faithfulness known. Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibone Shamayim Tachinim Munascha V'am. So literally would translate as Ki Amarti, because I have said, forever will your kindness be built. But the phrase on its own, Olam Chesed Yibone, the world is built on the pillar of Chesed. This world that we live in, interpersonal relationships, one human being dealing with another human being, if you're lacking chesed, there's not, you can't, you have nothing. That is the foundation stone upon which the world was built. And when the generation of the flood fell into Hamas, fell into thievery, fell into taking things from the other, as Rav Dessler likes to describe in one of his more oft-quoted pieces, there are two, every interpersonal relationship you have in life, every single one can be broken down into one of two categories. Every single interaction. Are you a giver or are you a taker? Every single interaction. There are many ways to be giving and many ways to be taking, but you can break down every interaction. Are you at this moment giving to the relationship or are you taking from it? That defines the human being, to be able to be a constant giver. And giving comes in many different forms. The obvious forms, making meals for people, hosting people, doing things for people. I like to bring the example of when you're a host in someone's house, when I'm a host in someone's house, and they present, chocolate brownies. I don't really like chocolate brownies, just theoretically speaking. So I say, sure, I'll be happy to have a chocolate brownie. So that's an act of giving, even though if one were looking at it, it looks like taking. I'm taking something from someone else, but I'm not taking something from someone else. I'm a guest. A hostess likes to provide to her guests, and I am very gracefully and gratefully taking something and saying, oh, this is amazing. And since it usually is, and I actually happen to like chocolate brownies, it's not a very hard way for me to be a giver. But there are ways to be givers by receiving, not taking, by receiving things. There's a give and take in every relationship. But you can define, if you will stop and think about your interpersonal interactions, am I right now giving to this relationship, or am I taking something from it? Rav Dessler has a whole piece describing how Hav and Ahava, love, comes from giving. The more you give, we don't give in the way that he says it to people we love, but that we love the people to whom we give. Because when you give, you're giving of yourself to someone else, and that's when you see yourself in someone else, the relationship develops, and everything flows from that. From that concept, so the world was destroyed. When there was no concept of giving, when the world turned from being a world of givers into a world of takers, Hashem says, this world can't exist. cannot be a world that exists on the foundation of taking, of one human being looking out for his own interest and taking from someone else for that. It must be the other way around. Rosh Hashiva learned that environment impacted on his level of tzaddik hoya b'dorosav a Noach as well, on a very different level. To the lowlifes of his generation, how does the midah of selfishness manifest itself? Hamas, thievery, stealing, I'll take, I'll kill, do everything because you have what I want, so I'll just take it. What's the tzaddik's manifestation of a midah of selfishness? When the Rosh Hashanah says, I'm going to save you and destroy everybody else, he says, okay. I should now go out and take care of all these people and try to teach them and convince them and daven for them. That's what the Rosh Hashanah wants, that's what the Rosh Hashanah wants. That's a much more dacostic, it's a fine, fine, nuanced manifestation of selfishness. I'm here for myself and I'm not interested in those outside of me. Halavai, we should all get to that level that Noach was on. But it manifested itself in that way of take care of myself and my family, we're covered, and I'm not the Avraham who is out there. And the Rosh Hashanah says, Matzachin be'inai, you're the best I have. But there's going to be a tahara process, because I will not recreate a world based on this that we have right now, because something's missing. It's Dakos's fine, fine, nuanced point. But if you can't get out of yourself on this high level of I'm going to destroy the world, and you said, okay, fine, that's not the stuff that the world will be recreated from. So I'll save you, but there'll be a tahara process. What will that tahara process look like? Says the Medrash. I want to read you the most brilliant, beautiful, life-altering Medrash. Number 7. Kisha Omer Avram leMalchi Tzedek. Medrash records conversation between Avraham and Malchi Tzedek, who was Noach's son Shem, who was on the Teva. Avram says to him, Ketzod Yitzosem min HaTeva. How did you get out of the Teva? Now, before I read the rest of the Medrash, this question is a troubling question. What would you ask on this question? How'd you get out? Getting out was easy. Getting out, we opened up the door, we left. The kasha is, how did we get in? What merit did we have to get into the teva? But Avram doesn't want to know that. Avram asks Malchi Tzedek, how did you get out? How did you get off of the teva? Amar lo, Malchi Tzedek answered, Bitztaka shahayinu osim. We were able to get out of the teva because of the tztaka that we did. Amar lo Avraham, V'chimat tztaka hayolachem lasos. Tztaka? What tztaka were you doing on the teva? Was another human being around? It was you, your wife, your three kids, and their wives. Who were you doing tztaka to? Asks Avram. Says Malchi Tzedek, Amalo al hachaya v'habehema v'ha'of. What do you mean? We had the whole world with us. The whole world. Animals. They don't talk back. They can't give me anything in return. Nothing. It's a one-way street. We took care of them for a year. Lo hayinu yishenim kol halayla. We didn't sleep, not the whole night. Elo hayinu nosnim lifnei zeh v'lifnei zeh. This one needed this, and this one needs that, and this one needs it this time and that. The entire night, the entire day, for a year. You know what we did? We took care of animals. You want to know how we got off the teva? That's how we got off the teva. Pam achas. Now in the context with the medrash that I started with. Pam achas. One time, says Shem ben Noach, Icharnu atzmenu. What does the icharnu atzmenu mean? We made ourselves late. Not we got caught up with this animal. Icharnu atzmenu. The yotza avi mishubar, and my father left damaged. Listen to Avram's reaction. We started not being so nice to Noach. We'll start to say it that way. And who is the pinnacle of the person who we put up there and say, "Ah"? Oh.
Avram.
You want to know where Avram got that from? Listen to a medrash. Oiso sho'a omer Avraham. That moment, after that conversation, Avraham says, "Uma elu, these individuals ilu late stalka she'asu in behema chayev oaf. Had it not been for the stalka that they did with animals, chay on the oaf, lo hayu yotzim misham, they would never have merited to get out. Ubishvil she'ichar atzmo, and one time he made himself late, kibel scharo v'nishpor, he got his punishment, he got his reward, and was damaged." Ani imes em bnei adam, I can do this to people. Salam Elokim, alachas kama v'kama. But also shah natal eshel bever sheva. At that moment, Avraham planted his eshel, his famous eshel tree, which stands for Aleph Achila Shin Shtia Lamed Lina. When did Hotel Avraham open its doors? When Shem told him the schus that they needed to get out. Because from Noach, the world would be rebuilt. And when you rebuild the world, it's got to be perfect. It has to be right. It has to be selfless. Completely. There was a tahara process that took place on the Teva before we could rebuild the world. Noach was by far the individual from whom the world would be rebuilt. But when you rebuild it, since there was a Shemetz, there was something of his prior generation with him. Something. On his level, which manifested itself as, they'll be destroyed, they're wicked anyway. Gegas into hates. I'm good. Nah, you can't start a world that way. What do you do to get out? Avram understood. How do you restart a world from what was? So it's a pure, unadulterated chesed. Constant. I think the pshat is when you're recreating the world, the smallest lack has massive ramifications. Preschool children come home and they say, Noach was late, he was bitten by a lion. There is the most powerful message that Chazal are telling us in that mimer. Noach was creating the world. A slight variation from Olam Chesed Ibana would lead to utter destruction. It had to be perfect. I hold, Rosh Yeshiva doesn't say this, I hold, in a home, in a marriage, in a relationship with children, with parents, I often get the sense, in my own life and hearing from others, that, I don't understand, I said one thing wrong, and it was like, how did it happen? I was like, good, 95% of the time. One comment, and it was like, this cold chill descends on the house for a week. One comment, give me a break, cut me some slack. The answer is, our homes are a teva. It's a training ground. It's a training ground in which we're going to learn, in our little environment, what it means, Olam Chesed Ivana. We each have a little teva. And we're creating a perfect environment to teach us what it means to give and to give and to give. And when the person doesn't say thank you, you give again. And when the person doesn't reciprocate and you give again, Olam Chesed Ivana. It's like giving to the animals. And you know what? There are ramifications when you're in your little training ground. And it manifests itself because in real life we see it. One little thing shouldn't get this kind of reaction. It doesn't get this reaction anywhere else in my life. Here it does. He was bitten by a lion. Because Chazal are telling us, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. When you build your world, it matters. And we are building ourselves. There is no greater training ground than the homes we live in. It's constant. Always giving, giving, giving. Selfless, selfless, selfless. And the second, Icharnu Es Atzmeinu, one little bit of selfishness, makes a roshan, makes an impact. Everybody feels it. Because it's the way it is. Can't get away with it when we're trying and training to be godly. Godliness is Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Therefore the Medrash says, Ma hakan hazeh mitaher es ha-mitzorah, in the same way as the kan tzipor is mitaher the mitzorah, purifies, ha-teva mitaher atzmacha. Your teva, Noach, is going to be mitaher you also. When you come out, purity. That's how the world is going to restart. The restart button, teva is not just salvation. Hashem could have saved Noach in many different ways. He could have gotten a message to the people of his generation in many different ways. But Noach needed the teva. He needed a tahara process of a year. Giving, 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 giving. Bizchus ma yotzasa min hateva, Avraham asks. How did you get out? That's the kasha Avraham wants to know. How did you get out? Got out because we had been mitahir ourselves with feeding the animals, and that was Avraham's source of the Isha Chesed of the Jewish people. As much as we give Noach a bad rap, and you'll hear it this week, I'm sure, many different Torah that Noach didn't do this, as I started with. But at the end of the day, who taught Avraham to be the pillar, the Av Hamon Goyim, the founder of all that we are? The Isha Chesed? That was Noach. The slight misstep one time, felt it. Because that's how important it is. And that's the significance, and that's the lesson Chazal want us to know. Why we experience what we experience in our most intimate relationships within our homes. Things are so sensitive because we're building the world. Every home builds worlds. Literally, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So we strengthen ourselves in every single day. And we should be zeichet to be matzliach in that. In olam chesed yibana, that the kindness just emanates from us 24/7, all the time in everything that we do.
Amen. For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.